The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on the 16th day of April, 2018. Coming from God's waiting room, Steve Elkins in Florida.
Yep.
And in the high plateaus of Arizona.
The desert.
Michael Herzog.
Yay.
Yay. What I'm trying to dig up here is the excuse that they're giving that this is not breaking international law. By the way, Harley Schlanger is going to join me tomorrow for a full 2 hours. So everybody mark that on your calendar. They're now saying that Article 2 of the Constitution gives the president the right to secure the country, you know, meet the threats to the country, that he can take unilateral action. Now, folks, what this is doing, and the admission of the people that know, 20 times since World War II, we have done this, not declared war, but actually committed acts of war against sovereign countries without the declaration of war. This is what they have done with all of the Middle East. This is how they pretend that they're legal schmiegel and they're not violating any international law by killing 4.5 million people in the Middle East. Who the hell knows? The bodies are buried in the Middle East, but it's been conjectured that there may be up to 3.5 million dead at the hands of the U.S. or the causative effects of what the U.S. has done in the Middle East. And we're talking about war criminality to the nth degree, but now they're out there arguing. And by the way, this is what Mark Levin said about the gun running down there with Ronnie Reagan and the boys, the guns for drugs. Oh, that was perfectly legal under Article 2 of the Constitution. Leave it up to a damn lawyer to come up with that one. Francis in North Carolina, I'm out of words.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Hi.
You know, hearing about this whole fiasco about, which is probably a wrong terminology to use, of Israel going in, or the military and the government going in and bombing in Syria and so forth and murdering children, I'm wondering if people here in the U.S., dealing with tax day, deadline day, being today or tomorrow, whichever it is, depending on how they schedule that garbage, how they feel about having their so-called tax dollars being applied towards such bloodshed to start with.
Well, it's really, and that's a misnomer, Francis. That's not tax dollars. The money that the United States government collects goes for the interest on the money that we borrowed from the middlemen to create all this havoc. So it's not tax dollars. It's just further opening up the credit, revolving credit account that we have with Wall Street and the Wall Street bankers to continue mayhem and chaos and death and destruction.
Okay, that was a better description than I could have came up with. Okay, I'll give you that. That's about all I will give you. So the question is, how do people feel about that being used? Because quite frankly, in that fashion, because quite frankly, right now, I'm very PO'd. Like I imagine a lot of people are, because I don't like the thought of or appreciate the thought that the so-called government structure here in the U.S. that supposedly is supposed to be doing the will of the people, regardless of who it is going over and committing atrocities like this at the behest of the government and the military of Israel, which, quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, could take a long walk off a short pier. And that's putting it politely. As far as I'm concerned, they could actually roast in their own whatever religious terminology you want to use, for that matter. Because, quite frankly, what has the people in Syria done to them? Period.
Let me ask you this question, and it's rhetorical, Francis. What did Muammar Gaddafi from Libya do to the United States? What direct threat did he pose to the United States? Saddam Hussein in Iraq, what threat did he pose to the United States? What threat did Iran pose to the United States? What threat did Syria? What threat did Lebanon? We can go on and on, but you get the point.
Francis, yeah. What's the answer? You know the answer to that question. What's the answer?
Well, for one thing, obviously the international bankers, the Federal Reserve.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Centralized banking. There you go.
They don't want those countries to be using a currency based off of gold, or basically using gold itself as a currency, just as they basically enslave people here in the U.S. Doing that very same thing. So, quite frankly, whenever I store and I see people swiping their charge or whatever, debit card or whatever, it makes me want to hurl, because if you have a Federal Reserve note, you might as well still be using it until it no longer exists. Because you keep on swiping that card, you're feeding the animal. You're feeding the beast. You're basically, you're better off going in and taking a gun and shooting yourself in the head and get it over with, because, quite frankly, you're slow killing yourself.
Well,
now,
and,
as for
and,
the countries
I'm sorry.
Basing their on gold, you know, no, the Federal Reserve hates that more than anything. They want to enslave the rest of the world along with the international bankers, period.
Well, but the greater strategy here is to steal more land for Israel in the Middle East. Now, does it benefit the bankers? Most assuredly it does. Where is this money coming from, as I just described? And I want people to start thinking in terms of, you know, let's get away from this, our tax dollars, because it's not even a tax dollar. It's a borrowed amount that we can't afford to borrow because, well, the bankers are not giving us zero interest on these loans to help build for the New World Order, more buds and pals area in the Middle East called Israel. This whole thing is absolutely insane. And what's even worse is Herzog still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, geez, you could have died and it was time for a burial.
This is your show. I can throw a lot of stuff.
No. You're not going to beg out that way, bud. You stuck your foot in it. That's why I said you're part of the show now. You just can't sit back and cruise.
Well, for the sake of Francis, by the way, Francis called into my show the other day, was talking about these credit cards. I just got a new one in the mail today, which I laughed at before I cut up. You know, in the small print, they want 35% interest.
Oh,
that's usury on steroids.
Oh, but see, that's legitimate because you're a high credit risk. But who caused the credit crisis in this country to begin with? The very banks that are trying to hand you a card and have you pay 35% usury.
Wow. Duh! Was it really 35%, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was. And then they have the hidden fees. You know, they give you they say a credit line up to $2,000, and they read small print, so they'll give you a line of $300 up front, and it's $100 just to join.
But Michael, wait till you get the calls from the credit card consolidation companies going, you know, you can, and they're going to assume they've seen all these emails that are going over to you, and they're going to assume that you were stupid enough to take one of these 35% interest things. So they're going to be calling you up from some phone room in Bangladesh or whatever damn country and telling you, oh, well, you can consolidate this and we'll give you a lower interest rate. How does 31.9% sound? Better than 35? Yeah. This is all a usurious game, and I am sick and tired of the middlemen that produce nothing, but they're sucking the life out of everybody.
Yeah.
God almighty.
Michael, you're going to receive a call from a foreign source, and it's going to say, Michael Herzog, me love you long time. They're going to send you another card, and it'll be at 50% interest rate.
I didn't fall for the trap. Francis, stick up for me here. You know that. I cut him up and throw him in the garbage can. All right? So there.
All right.
Francis, no, I read them first just for a laugh, then I throw them in the garbage.
Francis, thanks for your call. Let's keep moving here. George in Texas. Hello, George. Hello, George. They go to sleep when they're on hold for too long. Let's go to Bill in Florida. Hello, Bill. Bill, you there?
I'm still here.
Who's still here?
Bill from Florida.
I just said Bill in Florida. Obviously, you're still there because you're talking, unless this is Memorex. Go ahead,
Bill. Am I speaking to John?
Well, you ain't talking to Bangladesh right now because I'd be thinking that language. Go ahead, Bill.
You got a good group there, Michael, and who's the other person there?
This guy down in God's waiting room. I don't know what the hell's his name.
Probably right around the corner from Bill.
At any rate, let's have no laughter. I mean, I don't want to break the tension here.
Okay.
All right.
So I was just, pondering, listening to you all here and pondering. I want to put my thoughts together here for a second.
That's why I tell people to make crib notes.
Always.
Always.
Yes, I should.
You should.
Anyway, getting back to it. How much money is sent to Israel every year?
The last one was a hefty little sum of some $31 billion.
34.
30, I'm 34. Sorry. Let me not
underestimate. That $3 billion means a lot. $3 billion more.
Only to the Israelis, 34. Not to us, because we're so far in debt. $3 billion? That's like a dime.
That $3 extra billion goes for diapers, by the way. Their IDF.
Yeah, right.
I'm not kidding.
What?
I said that three extra billion diapers for the IDF. They wear diapers. They
who
really
wear,
do.
Who? What?
I said, listen closely.
I'm trying.
The IDF soldiers wear Pampers diapers. They do. It's a fact.
Why?
Okay, but thinking about that, when all those guys are hiding behind those little rocks and trees and walls and so forth and picking off these little 13-year-old innocent, disarmed little teenagers, could you know why they wear those diapers? Because they would crap in their pants if they ever had to face the likes of people like Ken O'Keefe or you, John, or you, Steve, or me.
Now, I'm not buying the official explanation as to why they're using $3 billion to wear...
I don't know. It's exactly $3 billion.
So what's the number? $3
billion? $34
billion. $34
billion. Total.
$34. Okay. And how much of that is American tax dollars?
Again, let me refer you back to what I said to the lady before. These aren't tax dollars. This is borrowed money from the bankers. This isn't taxes that are being collected from U.S. citizens. That money, by way of the IRS and anything they can scam here, for the surety to the bankers, that's where that's coming from. There's no tax dollars here. That's way past gone. That money is already gone.
Let me kind of correct myself real quick. It's $38 billion. I just looked it up here.
Sorry. Keeps going up. It'll be $50 billion.
I've seen 34, and I'm looking up now. U.S. agrees to give Israel record $38 billion in military spending.
Let's keep it low. $30 billion.
$38
billion. Okay, 38, give or take, you know. My question is, somehow this is money. You're saying that it's not taxpayer money.
No, it's not.
It's banker-generated money, Federal Reserve printed money or whatever. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that the U.S. government has to go to the bankers to borrow the money because there is no tax dollars. That has been emptied out. That is the surety. That is the payment on the interest on the outstanding debt to the bankers to begin with. There's no tax dollars here.
Okay, so the U.S. government is borrowing money and sending it over to Israel so they can buy bombs, right?
Yep.
So it seems like we have a perpetual motion machine here.
We've got a problem, and it's been identified as Israel, that the politicians and everybody in the media seems to think that we're welded to Israel at the hip because they're indispensable. We can't do without our friends in the Middle East. And this is the whole reason that we're involved in all of this crap is because of Israel. Note, if you will, folks, what you just said earlier, 1949, they tried to depose the Syrian...
1949.
When did Israel become a state?
1948.
Thank you. What happened in 1953 in Iran?
They overthrew the Mossadegh.
Yeah, that's right, to install what? Somebody that was friendly to the West?
The Shah.
The Shah of Iran, and the people in Iran are scratching their head going, we don't want this guy, we didn't vote for him. And between the British and the United States, we've been whacking, hacking, and attacking in the Middle East for a very, very long time.
Over 100 years.
Over 100 years. What we're discussing here today is just the latest atrocities. But these people are being funded, as you erroneously pointed out, Bill, by our tax dollars. No, that goes on the debt ledger that we've still got to pay interest on. More interest on more debt. No tax money involved here. Just beholding to the people that we should have done away with a very long time ago and friends that aren't friends in the Middle East because they're on a quest to build a bigger Israel. Okay?
Hey, John, don't forget also, John and Bill and Michael, that of debt forgiveness. Now, not only did we give $38 billion last year in 2017, we also do a little thing of loaning and then debt forgiveness. So basically it's free money also. But that's not considered in this $38 billion package here. There's a lot more. It's probably another $20, $30 billion there. So debt forgiveness. So, you know, we borrow it, sure. Then we say, don't worry about it. So it's a drop in the bucket. But when you add it all together, you're looking probably at $60 billion a year at least.
We're contributing, gentlemen, to Palestinian genocide.
Yes, we are.
Well, and that as well.
It's not only Palestinian. It's happening over the world here.
Bill, I thank you for your call. We got loaded phones. We got to keep moving. I appreciate your call. I didn't write down on his notes. Okay, thank you. Okay. All right. Steve, I don't know how to stop the madness. We have a fundamental problem, and I'm tired of saying this. I don't know if anybody's hearing me or if they are hearing me, if they're believing me. What has to be done to start to restore things as being normal, not only in this country, but for the avarice, the greed that's going on, to the military-industrial complex, all the people that are dying by our wish to just make the world safer and more pleasant, that we're killing millions of people. There's a disconnect. Nothing is being talked about in the media. This is not up for discussion. The reason it isn't because they couldn't possibly find ways to spin this. So it's stuff out there that they will not talk about because if we have this kind of debate in front of God and all his people, or at least the people that listen to Fox Radio or watch Fox News, that they would be scratching their head and going, wait a minute, this is all starting to be put in context. This is insane. They're more than willing to carry out the insanity. You know what I found rather fascinating, just as a little side point, and we'll go to George and Texas. Was I the only guy to hear this? That during the Trump run-up to the presidency and then after the presidency is trying to restore jobs to America, wasn't it Sean Hannity that was warning people that we got more than 90 million people out of work? But all of a sudden, there's this big turnaround. A lot of people going back to work. Oh, the financial system's being restored. Oh, we're back on the road to jobs. And I'm sorry, where did the 90 million people get a job? I ask you, Sean Hannity. You have said nothing. There's still the unemployed out there, totaling probably 85 million plus.
No, they're not, John. They're off the books. They don't count. They ran out of their employment, so they don't.
You know, John, you mentioned earlier about the declaration of war, how we're not following that, going to Congress. And I just want to say that the reason they're getting by with this, because they redefine the terms. Police action, conflict, a skirmish that needs troops.
Protecting national security.
There you go.
Classified.
Let's take the break. George, you're up next. Roxanne, Mark, and Peter, and others will get to your calls as well. This is the National Intel Report, and we're all pissed here, folks. How are you doing?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Isn't that music just thrilling now?
Oh, well, reminds me of that story about the guy dumping his airplane in the ocean. It reminds me of $64 million gone. That's what it reminds me of, that song.
I have no idea what that was about, Steve.
I told you about that guy that was stealing
the
hot
dog. I think that was apropos from Mikey, okay?
I didn't understand it because I don't know the connection.
Sorry. It was the movie.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry.
$64 million.
Slow on the uptake over here. Sorry. Yeah. George in Texas.
How are you doing, John? How are you doing, Mike?
Don't forget about God's waiting room, Steve Elkins.
Oh, all right. Hi, Steve. You know, the thing is, I don't think none of this mess would happen if Michael Flynn was still the national security advisor. Because I tell you, one of the biggest mistakes Donald Trump ever made by firing General Flynn is having Michael Pence as the VP, because I really think he's a lot behind putting all these people in the White House, making them forcing them to this decision.
Okay, George, let me tell you an idea that's out there floating around, that in fact that Donald Trump is just doing this just to placate his generals. that he's making these moves to give the illusion that he's actually doing something in Syria when he's really not. Now, that's the latest crap that's been floated out there.
I heard they just bombed 100 different outhouses in Syria.
Oh, jeez.
Well, and from, hey, from Animal Assad, you know, what would you expect? The whole country's nothing more than just one gigantic garbage dispenser. It's a dumpster. It's just all trash. They're animals, and they just have to be gotten rid of. Let's just be frank here.
Well, you know, personally, you know, I even talked to a few Israelis. You know, the thing is, a lot of people in Israel want Netanyahu and the Likud party out.
Sound familiar? There's a bunch of Americans that want the neocons gone. Wow.
And it's just like they're, when they're close to getting rid of them, somehow they slither back in.
Yep.
It's like in that movie Sergeant Bilko, where they're auditing Sergeant Bilko, and he's like when I'm really close to finding something, a sleight of hand comes in and disappears.
You know, George, that was a good observation because a while back they were talking about prosecuting him for I forget what was wrong with Netanyahu. He was in trouble for something.
Bribery.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was something financial too. He was thieving, and then suddenly, of course, you know, you start a war and start invading Palestine, and that all seems to go away every time you get in trouble. Just bomb somebody.
Well, wait a minute here. Let us not forget.
No, he bombed.
Let us not forget.
He bombed Syria last time.
Let us not forget. There's a parallel here, Steve.
Yeah.
The Clinton Foundation, the payoff $140 million, making a uranium deal to the Russians.
Right.
Look at the Clinton Foundation. We're still waiting. We're still waiting for somebody in the Department of Justice to find a little bit of time to go after probably the biggest criminal cabal that's operated in this country since its inception, aside from the bankers, Hillary Clinton and her gang of renown.
John, she started burning and destroying all those records the day she closed the doors of the Clinton Foundation. She was dumping and destroying. There's nothing left to
indict her on. Oh, yes, there's enough there to put that thing in prison and her husband and probably the daughter and everybody that was connected for the pay-to-play Clinton Foundation that involves how many people in Washington, D.C., how many of their friends, international friends. This is something that could cause a constitutional crisis in this country, and this is what I feel the reason why they're not doing this is because it would just be absolutely devastating to turn up all the corpses, to find where all the bodies are buried, to cast a light on all the criminals that have been operating in the open, freely inside this country. Holy
John.
Mackerel. And here we're sitting here bombing Syria, and for what reason? Give me a break. I'm so tired of this garbage. I am tired, period.
Well, John, you know, if Hillary gets arrested and she takes down everybody she knows, they say it might break down some parts of government or many parts of government. And I'm like, and all these people be arrested. I'm like, well, good, then don't rehire nobody. There's limited government for you.
Yeah. Let's go for it. Go for it. Take it down. Let's rebuild it back.
George, thanks for your call. And you know what? There is justification for that. More than enough. The evidence is there. But how do we make this transition? A lot of people are now going off the rails right now in the quote-unquote alternative media or the patriot movement. They're now starting to fight with each other. We got anarchists out there that want no government versus people that want the democracy pulled or the tenet of the democracy and the republic according to the Constitution. But then you have the people detracting from that. Well, the Constitution's a rigged game. I've got a bunch of people that need to shut the hell up. We need a national shut the hell up day. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. The longer all of this insanity goes, the more I see people going down rabbit holes and going, what is wrong with you people? Can you pick something that will start to restore the republic rather than trying to argue what is the best way to reconstruct it? Anarchy? Seriously? Oh, come on, man. Roxanne, you're up next. We got to take this break. Mark in Florida, Peter, Los Angeles, and others. We'll get to your calls, I promise you. We'll be back.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Gentlemen, from time to time, I have to read an email that was sent to me. I won't reveal who it is, but emails me. The fact is, I never liked Trump as a man, as a person. No one was ever able to convince me that he hated America or Americans, and I knew that every other candidate did, and they all hated him. But I don't trust him or like him still. Quite frankly, I'm done with it all. I'm going to start keeping my head down, my mouth shut, and minding my own business. America's gone as far as I'm concerned, and there is no political solution, and I'm not looking to be a hero. The American people aren't worth it. I'm out for myself now. Postscript. I'll be damned if I'm going to crawl around for the next 3 years making excuses for this clown. Been there, done that. Well, I read that email at least half a dozen times before I decided to respond. And this was my response. Thanks for that inspirational email. Would it have not been better just to keep your mouth shut and fade away? Sorry, the world does not meet your expectations. For the rest of us, we will continue. Because there is no other option. What are you going to do now? Sit in a dark corner and pout? Just had to read that.
I thought that was outstanding response, John. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I do. I'm not giving up. I mean, I'm here. And we're going to do what we got to do. We got to point out the problems. We've got to find some solutions, too.
By the way, go ahead and roll over. John, don't forget this week, and I know you rarely do it, but open your mailbox at home, okay? Because I sent you out an envelope, and I want you to watch that DVD I sent you. It's got some really powerful stuff in there.
Okay.
All right.
Go
ahead.
Thanks. My final statement on this email is, here's the horror of this. For people, if this guy's serious, he's not just spouting off and tomorrow he's going to change his mind. What really grabs me are these people are going to have to sit back and watch the horror unfold as the people in this country that are standing up get slaughtered right before their very cowardly eyes. Thank you very much. And I will agree with this. American people like yourself aren't worth it. Oh, Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Good evening, y'all.
Hey, Roxanne.
Mr. Elkins asked me to call in, and I did a timeline. And
you owe me.
You
owe me an email, Roxanne. You owe me an email also.
I know. I've been all day trying to get this together, and I got it done.
Okay.
Timeline in Syria. Okay. And we know America was taken over by SDRCO in 1802, so forget Israel. It all goes back to UK. Okay, let's start there and get real. Okay, so we know, as Syrian girl talked about, March 31st, Ghouta or Ghouta in Damascus, 320 people that were the slaves, and they got liberated, okay? April 3rd, Trump says, I want to get out of Syria, bring the troops home. If you know what this guy, I believe, because I was in the Gulf War, and I know I don't believe a dang thing everybody's all riled up about, okay? I was there. I saw what I saw in Riyadh. I didn't see anything in anywhere else. I just know what I saw and witnessed where I was. But he said, I believe it's he wanting to get ISIS out. So now April 8th, we got a fake chemical attack. We know that. What was Trump's tweet? I went over and over and over that tweet. He said, the area of atrocity is in lockdown, inaccessible to outside world by the Syrian army. Putin, Iran, back the animal Assad. Big price to pay. Okay, if you look up, and you can, there's several definitions of everything. But an animal is a person that is extremely dedicated to something. Assad loves his people. And he is working and dedicated to getting ISIS out of there. That's for sure. He was a rogue CIA, and his dad's, rogue CIA, but he came to love, and they loved him back. Okay, so, now we know. Big price to pay. Well, what does that tell you from trumpets? You owe the U.S. Money. He's a businessman. April 11th, the Deir el-Zour air base was evacuated, and like Mr. Herzog mentioned, all those assets went to safe zones, okay? So, for me, since April 3rd, troop was helping Syria to put the assets out of harm's way. Okay. Now, we go fast forward to April 13th, the bombing, right? But I believe they bombed, and I can't be 100% sure, but it was the HOMS area, which, according to today's Fox or whoever interrupted all the news, oh, it's the Homs area. Well, that's a very stronghold for in ISIS. And what is this called? The Army of Islam? They have a Twitter page. But what's their names? Those two black gals can't have their Twitter page or their YouTube.
Diamond and Silk.
Yeah, Diamond, yeah. Say it again, Mike.
Diamond and Silk.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was not in Syria, none of us were. You can count on, today, Vanessa Beely, B-E-E-L-E-Y, she lives in just outside of Damascus or in Damascus, but she said to Ron Paul when she did her interview with him today, and Mr. Fisk from the Independent over in the U.K., he's over in Douma on the ground. There are a couple of real reporters out there telling the truth. And I prefer to listen to people that are either in that section, went to that section, or whatever. And, you know, they, of course, it gets shut down. But what we do know is there are three agencies, and I did this on Mr. Rivero's show today. We do know three agencies are in charge, especially in Syria, about how we or tell the world what's going on in Syria. We got the White Helmets. That's the UK intelligence agency. We got the Syrian American Medical Society here in the U.S., and that's funded by the Muslim Brotherhood. Then you got your VDC, that's Violation Documents Center, and that's funded by Iman Safari and George Soros. So it's a game. But it all goes back to UK. Israel is the George Soros, the other front, or whatever. So that's my contribution.
All right. Hey,
Roxanne, did you check out the website today? Did you check it out? The RBN website? Did you?
I really didn't have time, and I will.
You get a chance. Check out the video that John put up there with Tulsi Gabbard that was asking Jimmy Magdog Matus, are you going to follow the law about the declaration of war? Watch that video. It's a good video.
And this is their response, that under Article 2 of the Constitution, the president has extra special powers.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, it's the magicians from the UK that tell U.S. and whoever. But they're all related. They're all cousins. Don't worry about it. The boars are pouring poison from her ring and her whatever.
But if I'm required to be a mindless contributor to all of this, where's my payoff? What am I personally getting out of this?
Nothing. You're just a pleb.
Well, yeah, that's the point. That's exactly right. Thank you, Roxanne. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All righty. By the way, Keith Rogers chimed in here. He copied this tweet to send to me. Israeli missiles target Dumyar Air Base having Russian presence. The Syrian air defense managed to shoot down at least 9 Israeli missiles in the eastern countryside of Homs. T-4 base again targeted. So I wonder what the Israelis' excuse is. They didn't openly declare war on Syria either. Theresa May, she came out. See, this is a stumbling block because every one of these asshats of the respective countries, France, England, United States, they're all going with the thing that, we don't need any declaration of war. We're just moving ahead. We're taking, kind of unilateral action, but, yeah, we're going to go bomb and kill people because we think this. This is totally out of control. And I swear to God, gentlemen, I don't know what to do next. I really don't. I don't even know what the hell to say about this.
Yeah, I felt that way Friday when I came home. I felt the same way. I had a flashback, Michael and Gianna, of the Gulf War. When it first took off, I was at a friend's house, and we flipped the TV on, and there it was. We sat there glued to it and just watched it in horror. And I remember the media glorifying it as if it was like the 4th of July, the fireworks, the missiles hitting their target and blowing up, and the sky lit up. It was just beautiful. They just were so excited about this.
Beautiful.
Like Brian Williams did last year when they launched the missiles, and he says, "Oh, the beautiful weapons." Remember that?
Yeah. And I felt that way when I got home Friday and I watched that. I didn't see that, but I was watching BBC and they were talking about it, and I was very angry. I was so angry at 10:30, and I was going back and forth with John and a couple other people. I didn't go to bed till 1:30. I was so freaking pissed off. I was just so angry.
Wait a minute. I can do you one better. I posted on republicbroadcasting.org a rant that Alex Jones did.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, I will tell you this. If you are sensitive to foul language or you have children within earshot of that video, do not play it. I warn you right now. Okay, but here's a guy that got a little bit angrier. He's given up everything for the fight for Donald Trump and everything else, and he's pissed off about Syria. Oh, he gave up his family for this, too, and I'm thinking, no, you didn't. You gave up your family when you were going out on your wife and you finally married a Jewish hooker. I'm sorry. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
No, thank you for letting me in, John.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Michael. I want to bring this home because you ask, what did all these places do to the United States? And I want to bring it home. And it explains it all, and this happened before we should be able to see it. He had a guest on, Michael Gatti. But there were 11 states that left the Union because of its abuses. And Texas in particular, as long as it agreed to be a free state and not a slave state, and accept the position of being property of the United States, it could join the Union. Everything the United States did to the southern states and all the other states and the people is the same thing they're doing around the world. They mastered it on us, and now it's playing going everywhere. Everything they're doing and every reason they're doing it is the same exact thing they did to the Confederacy.
Mark, and isn't it ironic? Everything. Isn't it ironic that the United States government, the federal government, is defined by the Constitution of what their role is as far as a governmental entity? Here's your do and do not list, okay? And I'm What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Never mind. I just lost my thought. Go ahead.
I apologize.
That's all right.
But the one gentleman that said, I smell a rat, because when they were writing these articles, oh, whatever it is, I'm just guessing Article 1, Section 3, whatever it says, for the defense of the United States, had they written for the defense of the several states of the Union instead of defense of the United States, then we would have something. But once they took the several states of the Union and never mentioned them in the Constitution, there were no more several states of the Union. It's just a matter of time till all the pieces got put in place, and here we are.
Yeah.
Thank you, IRS. I sent you my letter. I want all my money back, just like I sent it.
Mark, this is what I was going to say, that the role of the federal government is limited in its scope. And if we were following what was outlined in that Constitution as the federal government's duty, and that duty, again, also covers what is money, what it's defined, what its makeup is supposed to be, not doing business with a private corporation for profit, as is called the middleman or the bankster gangsters, this we would not have as many problems as we have right now. And you're exactly right. You know, the war against the South.
They didn't declare the war. They didn't declare it, just like they're doing everywhere.
That's exactly
same
right.
Thing.
Exactly the same thing.
It's mind-boggling.
It is history. It's there as big as a sore thumb, but nobody in the mainstream media, none of these talking heads, none of the non-governmental organizations known as our deep think tanks that express their opinion to the American people on a daily basis, which is not going challenged by any talking head, only agreement, you know, this nod of yes, yes. And that nod is an agreement of approval of the garbage they're spewing. They're not even challenging it. They can't, because this would invite a discussion in front of God and all his people, and especially the people here inside this own country, of how much chronic BS is being thrown around. the death, the mayhem, the chaos, the expense. Give it a name. I don't care what you want to call it, but enough of this crap. You know, I mean, do we have to actually take this country back by force of arms to restore the Constitutional Republic? And many of the opinion that we won't make it. But I'm starting to think, you know, I'd much rather go down that road than live in a living, lying hell that what they have created. It is absolute garbage. Oh, by the way, Barbara Bush is on the way out. Everybody feels sorry for her? I don't. Not for one single moment.
Yeah, just to expand real quick, the swamp goes right down to the dog catcher. So the answer to your question is yes, we've got, unfortunately, Judge, this man has no right to come after me. Either you stop him or I'm going to stop him. You know, I ask you nicely.
I've asked you, please, many times. Choice. Yeah, I got you. Mark, I thank you for your call. We got to keep moving. I got four calls to clear out before the end of the show, which leaves me exactly 8 minutes. Did every caller hear that? We're limited on time. Let me go to First Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Peter hung up. Great. I go to Peter. Peter hangs up. Thank you, Peter. I just cut off Mark to make time for you, and you just hung up as I went to your call. Thank you, Peter. Jeff in Georgia. Hello, Jeff.
Gentlemen, great show. Gentlemen, we can overthrow this banking cartel nonviolently. Martin Luther King changed the country in a nonviolent way. I have written the King Center. They did not write me back. And I said, June 6, 1968, they killed Robert Kennedy. June 6, 2018 is 50 years. We should march from Macon to Atlanta, but only the King people can do this. They have four kids. We could march from Macon to Atlanta, and we have to overthrow the banking system. We have to have a nonviolent revolution, and we could do this. I mean, this is our Samson option.
Oh, wait a minute. You're Jeff, you're actually trying to put into their hands a battle and an education that they could possibly win, and you didn't hear back from them?
No, because they are bought out by the cartel also. I mean, their pockets are lined. You know, the system is bought out, but we could march nonviolently, but somebody has to organize it, and we could pull our Samson option. Our Samson option is to overthrow the banking system and try to save the middle class, John. That's all I have to say. Thank you,
Jeff. I appreciate your call. Linda in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
So many different topics. You come on the, you go on the, to make a phone call with one idea, and then so many people are talking. Martin Luther King, I was listening to him today, and really when they got rid of Martin Luther King was when he already had the civil rights movement behind him, but then he went against the Vietnam War.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that, because I was going to throw that in there, but that's exactly why they took him out. Exactly.
And you know, and it you know, I don't want to go off on a tangent on anti-war. But, you know, John Lennon, you know, we have to get rid of this liberal, what do they call it, the liberal conservative. We have to find our ground together, and nobody said that better than Martin Luther King. We die together as fools, or are separate as fools, or we win together. You know, John Lennon, they got rid of him. Because when he decided to come back out into the world, he had a huge following, and it was anti-war.
Well, Linda, the only problem I see with the scenario that you painted with Martin Luther King is that it was this whole thing about civil rights that gave the blacks a different classification than one of being constitutional. By that I mean... What?
But Martin Luther King did not do that. LBJ did that.
Okay. Well,
Okay.
All
right. Our government made laws that separated us from being Americans. Some had a certain class or a certain protection. That wasn't Martin Luther King. He never asked for that.
All right.
He asked us to be treated the same according to our character, not according to the color of our skin.
Gotcha. Linda, thank you for your call. I appreciate that. Mike in Colorado. Mike, you're last up.
Dang, Linda is too smart to follow. She got that LBJ stuff right on target. But mm-hmm. The reason I wanted to call, all of you guys, all of your listeners, as smart and wise as we are, and as discombobulated as we are by what's going on, I want you to remember that the ones, the normies, who don't know all the stuff that we know are far more mixed up and confused and scared than we could ever be. So as we go forward, continue to speak the truth, but I hope all of us who do have some footing in this are kind with our intention when we try to speak the truth to them.
Well, are you just talking about how you deliver the message? Is that what you're saying, Mike?
Yeah, because if you're upset and, you know, Steve is upset, and then I was upset. I actually got to watch Drunk Jones live on Friday. It was hilarious, but that clip you posted. When we get upset knowing what we know, they don't have the same reference points, so I imagine it's much harder for them.
He's got a point. I bring this up a lot of times, John, when I have people, captive audience in the back of my Uber. You have to be very careful, like you're spoon-feeding a baby pablum.
Well, I'll tell you, you get upset when you have skin in the game. You have skin in the game, you have something to lose. You get very angry, and I've got grandchildren. I've got a daughter, and I've got grandchildren. I've got skin in the game. I don't want to. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of war. It's got to come to an end.
Yeah.
This is it.
No kidding. By the way, Michael, that
yes.
just reminded me of the Harry Chapin song, Taxi, which I know you know. All
yeah,
right.
Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.
To our favorite Uber driver.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Uber. Any parting shots here, gentlemen?
I would just say, in closing, you know, with what Roxanne fed into the mix, let's keep that thermometer and just a small element of hope with our fingers crossed. But because if indeed, with some of the connections I got, that Donald Trump is as smart as Phil McConnell says he is, and he is playing 12D chess, we may all be in for a very big surprise. If not, I will stand corrected. But I'm hoping against hope that that's the truth. Oh, John, quit sighing.
I'm just trying to catch my breath, Michael.
Okay.
All right.
Steve, it's your turn.
Steve's already preparing dinner already, I think.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
We lost him. Oh. All right. Well, do me a favor. Steve, if you're still listening to the program.
Yeah, I'm back here.
Okay.
I know what happened.
Yeah. I do me a favor. Get that backup program to Skype tomorrow.
We'll do.
All righty, sir. And I appreciate it. Appreciate you joining us. I am assuming Ron McDonald will be back with us next Monday.
Yeah, he's supposed to.
All right. And Mr. Herzog?
Yes, sir. I'll be doing a ball game tomorrow.
You'll be. Okay. All right.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Thanks.
All right, sir.
Hey. Talk to you soon, Steve.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care, guys. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in today. I'm going to try to have an attitude readjustment here. I'll try not to sigh, as Michael pointed out. Thank you, Michael. So kind of you. It's just that I get exasperated sometimes, and I don't know what to do. I'll just sigh rather than swear. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Harley Schlanger is joining me tomorrow, so be with us.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.